Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, the friendliest ballpark in America. We're not only friendly to our fans, we're also friendly to our four-legged friends. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park, where we invite you to bring your dog to the game for free. And Wednesday's a We Care Wednesday, where we'll be raising funds for local charities. This year, we're spotlighting animal shelters and humane societies. You know, Dave and Darren have also been referred to as man's best friends. You know, that's not really true. No one's ever said that. Why would they? Dave and Darren have no dog-like redeeming qualities, and frankly speaking, they can be quite catty. Meow. Listen to today's podcast. You'll find out for yourself. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That's right. This podcast is done by a couple of mean girls.
I might be extra catty today. I don't know.
Today is your first day off, right? You had River Bandits action all Memorial Day weekend?
Yes. Yes. 9 games in 8 days. But there was still work to be done today. No day off, just
work. Right.
No game.
Well, we're able to do the show because you're not at Modern Woodman Park doing a game.
And we will do the show. An extra catty show. Meow.
You're extra catty because you didn't get the weekend that you feel you deserve.
No, I don't care. If I was a younger person, I might complain about the summer being shot to hell. But I had plenty of summers. I had plenty of summers.
And now it's time to...
I had seasons in the sun.
Sure. Well, I mean, are your winters extra enjoyable?
No.
How about the falls?
No.
Is there any season that you're not just nose to the grindstone getting t-shirts ready and merchandise? There's no off season for you? How many weeks vacation do you get a year?
2.
How long have you been working there?
3 years? 2 years?
Who negotiates your deal, man?
Oh, it's minor league baseball.
Seems to me you need me to represent you in the next negotiations, or you get 2 weeks vacation,
isn't that typical American stuff?
I wouldn't know. I'm not a typical American. Welcome to Dave and Darren's top 5 things.
This is not America.
I believe in American exceptionalism, Darren, and at the top of the food chain is a little American I call moi.
That sounds French to me.
Well, so is the Statue of Liberty.
But that was a gift.
Look it up.
That was a gift.
And so am I. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the top 5 things. I spent the weekend down at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri.
Sounds awful.
It was marvelous. Oh, it was just marvelous.
Really?
Oh,
the springs, the spas, that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, they got that lake there, that man-made
lake.
Did
you go...
I was in the lake.
Noodling? Did you do any catfish noodling?
Not exactly.
Not on purpose. And it wasn't my arm he grabbed.
No.
Believe it.
No.
Oddball.
It was consensual, believe it.
Yeah.
Consensual noodling may have happened.
That catfish was of age.
I saw paperwork before I proceeded with the noodling.
Uh-huh.
No, my college buddies, we have this thing every Memorial Day. This year we were at Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, Lake of the Ozarks.
Down in Missouri. It's a good 6.5-hour drive.
Okay.
About 6 hours, 6.5. And
3 hours, 18 hours by balloon.
So, I mean, I spent more time in the car than I would have liked, which is why having that extra day off on Monday was so nice. And then yesterday, I got some work done around the place.
What day is it?
It's Christmas Day, sir.
It's Christmas Day?
I want you to give me...
What day is it?
Get me the fattest goose you can find, boy.
Ooh, I could go for a little goose.
What was I saying?
Enjoyed the Lake of the Ozarks.
Then yesterday, got work done around the house, then powered through the Orridge Tridge to get ready to go see a 6 p.m. screening of Solo, a Star Wars movie. I will give you my spoiler-free review of Solo, a Star Wars
movie. There's a spoiler in Han Solo?
Oh, there's plenty of them, friend.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Stuff that should not be talked about, huh?
No, don't be a jerk. Not everyone's had a chance to see the movie. I know people who are as big as I am into Star Wars who have not yet got a chance to see the movie.
Okay.
And now, this movie only made like $100 million at the box office, and the story this morning is, boy, what a failure
this
thing is.
Now, this is called Solo, a Christmas Story.
Yes.
Yes. And it'll be on.
He wins a major award.
It's on for 24 straight hours on Christmas Day.
I like Star Wars.
That's not a bad idea for a movie. Solo, A Christmas Story.
Uh-huh.
I like that. That could replace the holiday special.
No, they could do it. They could do... Do they have Christmas in Star Wars?
No, there's no Jesus.
Why?
They hadn't been born yet.
Is it... Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Far away.
Yeah. Also, Jesus doesn't live, like, you know, in that Tatooine part of the galaxy. Right? Earth is not part of Star Wars.
Well, that's a bit of a ripoff for them, then.
Well, I mean, you know... That always bothered me when I was a kid.
Why do they wear clothes like that? Well, I guess it was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. A galaxy far, far away. Growing up as a kid, I'd always have problems with, like, the Flintstones Christmas special. Yeah, and even with my marginal understanding of what right. Jesus was as a kid, I was even like, then. This makes no sense.
No.
Why are they
celebrating something that hasn't happened yet?
Right. The whole point of the Flintstones is it's B.C., right?
Right.
And they've got Santa, and now his reindeers are dinosaurs. That I get. But the fact that you're celebrating Christmas before Jesus is born, to me as a kid, that always was very problematic.
The fact that Betty and Wilma are hanging out with dinosaurs doesn't add up either.
And then there was like the He-Man Christmas special. Now that takes place on the planet Eternia, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
I don't know about that one.
Jesus, I don't believe Jesus ever was there.
Hmm.
Like, why would they celebrate something? That would be like us celebrating a holiday that they celebrate on Amazing Larry's home planet of Verbigo.
Verbigo.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know that Star Wars...
I see exactly what you're saying.
The Star Wars holiday special is them celebrating a holiday called Life Day. And it's a planet... It's on the planet Kashyyyk.
So they do have a Christmas.
Well, it's similar to Christmas.
Similar.
It's a day that the Wookiees get together and they celebrate family and love and harmony. It takes place on the planet Kashyyyk, you see.
Hmm.
And then at some point,
and I would have
Harvey
known,
Korman...
And I would have known that by just watching the show.
Have you not ever seen the Star Wars Christmas special?
No, I've seen the Paul Lynn Halloween special.
It's I would put it right up there with the Paul Lynn special. I mean, at one point, Harvey Korman is in drag doing a cooking segment and putting ingredients into the top of his head.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's right up your alley. Diane Carroll sings some sort of sexy song and... At one point, it looks like Chewbacca's grandpa is going to start pleasuring himself to a hologram of Diane Carroll. I'm not making any of this up.
Chewbacca's grandpa?
Yeah. Lumpy.
What color hair does he have?
He's a gray guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Art Carney comes in, and he's like a fix-it man there in the homeworld of Chewbacca. And then at one point in
the... What year was this?
78.
Nice.
Yeah. And as a kid, I was...
So before the second movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At one point...
Or the fifth movie.
They had a cartoon. I remember as a kid watching this. Now, 1978, I would have been...
5 years old.
I would have been six when this thing came out, because it was a holiday special.
Oh, okay, six.
So I would have been six. I was all in. It was a Friday night.
Sure,
I remember,
totally committed.
I remember sitting... Like it
probably
started,
had fixed yourself a TV dinner.
Well, I wasn't really cooking a lot of food for myself
I wasn't
myself
allowed
at six.
To use the oven at
no,
six.
No, but I remember... Like, double-checking the ad in the Chicago Tribune. It's like, it says...
I'm not missing this.
It says it starts at 7.
Are we Central Time?
Right. And then it was like, I know it was on Channel 2, so can we turn Channel 2 on now at 6? Just
yes.
Because I can't take any chances.
No,
with this.
I don't want to.
And it was on, and it was bad. What I remember the most
even
was...
Even you thought it was bad
at
then?
At 6, I was like, boy, this is...
This is dreck.
I don't know what this is. B. Arthur does a torch song.
Are you sure that Bea Arthur wasn't lumpy?
No, but that's not a bad call. She does a torch song called
I wouldn't screw Bea Arthur with Chewbacca's dick.
It was called Goodnight But Not Goodbye, where she's telling everybody they gotta leave the bar. And then at one point, you know what band makes a musical performance?
Kiss.
No. Jefferson Airplane. No.
Starship.
I think by then they were still the airplane.
No, not in 78 they wouldn't have been. They would have been at the height of their red
octopusness. I guess it makes sense that you would have a band called Starship on the Star Wars holiday special.
Would have been, yeah. They weren't Starship then. They were Jefferson Starship.
Okay, they make an appearance.
No, they were hot then.
Yeah, it was bad. But then there was a cartoon with Boba Fett, and that was how we all got introduced to Boba Fett. And I remember thinking, well, now this I like. And now, having watched it again as an adult, it's pretty terrible, too. I mean, the whole thing is just unwatchable.
I'll look for it.
Now, having said that...
What songs did Jefferson Starship do?
Oh, I could look
that up.
Find
Your Way Back?
No.
Jane?
No, no, they weren't even hits.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know.
Count On Me?
I think it was like a B-side. I mean,
Why would they do that?
I don't know. The whole thing didn't make any sense. Hmm. It was something that was being put on, let's see, Jefferson Starship shows up, and frontman Marty Balin.
Yeah.
Looks like he's, the song is called, thank you everybody for texting in, the song is called Light the Sky on Fire.
Huh.
Is that doing anything for you?
That's an album track.
Light the Sky on Fire.
Yeah. Everyone, our texters on the Uncle Norm's fireworks text line just knew that off the top of your heads.
Yep.
Stop yourself.
You guys are the best. Best audience in all of podcasting. If your only experience with the Star Wars universe is the Star Wars holiday special, and you see Solo, a Star Wars story, you're going to be like, well, this is much better than that.
I don't get any of this.
No.
How many people do you think that's the only exposure they've ever had to Star
Wars?
Well,
it would have been on free TV.
There's somebody out there. There's somebody out there. The only thing they would have seen, the only exposure they would have had to Star Wars George the Bear. What the hell is this?
I have his review of the special.
Mm.
What the hell you call that? Huh. Man, what a stupid call that was. Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother.
What? Casting B. Arthur?
I was going to guess differently. I was going to guess that someone we know whose only exposure to the Star Wars universe would have been...
Rad G.
Could be. Yeah, I'm not going to pay.
Especially now that they took the ashtrays out of the theaters.
I think I remember asking Larry the last time he actually was in a movie theater, and I don't know. I don't know that he remembers.
Was it Ben-Hur, maybe?
I don't...
Rad G.
Probably, right?
Spartacus, maybe?
Star Wars, Han Solo, Star Wars story, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of damn fun.
He's a space cowboy.
Some people call him the gangster
of
love.
It's basically like a space western. Is that the best way to call it?
Yeah, it's a great western. And it's got everything western. A western has.
It's got a little wink and a nod to everything.
Yeah, no, but it's not obnoxious. I really, really liked it. I can't wait. I'll tell you this. I can't wait to see it again.
Well, what's the next one then? Like Yoda, A Christmas Story?
Everything's not a Christmas story. Again, they don't have Christmas in Star Wars. They tried it once, and it is universally panned. Everyone agrees it's the worst thing ever.
Mm.
It's just not worth watching. But this Han Solo movie, I keep calling it Han Solo. It's just Solo. There was a lot that I really, really liked.
Oh,
couple of things I wasn't crazy about,
good.
But, you know, I got my money's worth for 2 hours.
Does he see the Death Star?
No, this is way before that happens.
The Death Star doesn't even exist?
No.
They hadn't built it yet?
Well, it does exist, because it took 30 years for them to build. But it's just a skeleton.
When did you hear that?
It's picked, they talk about that in the movies.
They do?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, like the day Darth...
You're going to have to get estimates, all right? Wouldn't be doing a job.
If you're saying cost isn't an issue...
No.
No.
We can get it done tomorrow if you're saying cost is... No, I'm not saying that.
I'm going to need estimates. Well, you're saying you don't need estimates for this, or what are you saying here?
Get that done tomorrow for you. You need it.
Well, yeah. If you don't want to, if you don't care about
feels good.
Cost isn't an issue.
Made by the rebels against this station would be a useless gesture. No matter what technical data they've obtained, this station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
That is fantastic, terrific work. So no weaknesses at all, huh?
No.
You hesitated there. Is it something I should know?
No, it's virtually indestructible, like 99.99%.
Okay, wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask what's the 0.01.
Well, I mean, there's this little hole. It was kind of an aesthetic choice by the architect, and if you shoot a laser into this hole, the station blows up.
Whoa, 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 that sounds like a pretty big design flaw there.
No, the hole's only 2 meters across.
Well, that's no bigger than a womp rat.
Exactly. And even to get within range of it, you have to skim along this whole trench. It's not a big deal.
But I mean, can't we board it up or, you know, put some plywood over it or something?
Well, that would look terrible. I mean, we got to think about resale.
Resale? What are you talking about? This property is right above Sunset. The value's only going to go up.
Lord Vader, your inside references to the Los Angeles real estate market haven't given you the clairvoyance to turn a profit on that condo in Glendale. Nor has it...
I find your lack of faith disturbing. That property is in a prime location. 20 minutes to the beach, 20 minutes to downtown.
There's nothing to do downtown.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
As you wish. All right, so we're going to plug up that hole?
Yeah, we can get it done tomorrow if price is no object. We'll get estimates.
Get estimates, yeah.
Oh, we are going to get sued, and we are going to get ants.
Oh, that's just the best. So go see Solo, A Star Wars Story, I guess, is my endorsement. I really enjoyed it. You want to get into the top five things?
Sure, we can do that. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things, brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Yeah.
3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. And cool down with one of their iced lattes. Remember that any of your favorite hot lattes can be served iced as well. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, with two locations coming very, very soon. Their store in... just outside of Milan on Route 67. That'll be opening Friday because that's June 1st, right?
Damn straight.
And then Uncle Norm's Davenport store is going to be at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds again, opening on June 13th. They have the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Check out their product page at UncleNormsFireworks.com, where they have weekly specials available on the website and on their Facebook page, Uncle Norm's Fireworks. And the podcast, as it always does, is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio. Enjoy one of Capriotti's specialty party trays, or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar.
Yeah.
Perfect for a graduation
party,
don't
meatballs.
You think?
Yeah.
Yes, Capriotti's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. If you're having lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Yeah. I'm going to need that discount. Yeah.
Yes, ask for the discount.
Why wouldn't you? Number one.
Don't
number
be
one.
A maniac
one.
About it.
One.
One. Number one. Don't ruin it for us. Please.
Yeah, don't ruin it. Can't have anything nice. All you kids do is waller.
Well, number one, the story everybody's talking about, old Roseanne Barr has stepped in it again.
Yeah, you blew it for everybody.
What? That's the thing.
You blew it for everybody. Probably plenty of people basically maybe put their careers on hold.
For this dummy.
To do this.
For this racist dummy. Yep.
How many people do you think work on that show?
Oh, I
100?
No. A network television show like that? Probably 350.
Okay, 350 people.
Yep. All of them out of a job. Now, this is the thing. Roseanne's a monstrous person, and she's written plenty of horrific, stupid tweets.
Not a great singer.
It's the other thing, too. Like, I still don't understand how she was embraced as the darling of conservative views when the other thing she's famous for is spitting during the national anthem and grabbing her crotch. Like, I don't understand how that was never, you know, reintroduced.
Females grabbing their crotch, by the way, always seems kind of strange to me.
Roseanne firing...
they can't do it.
Roseanne writing a tweet where she compared Valerie Jarrett, who used to work for the Obama administration...
I remember her. Sure, I know who that person is.
Saying that she was the love child of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes.
Well, that's not the best.
So that tweet went out this morning. ABC has canceled the show. It was supposed to be on tonight.
Oh, they're not even showing...
Pulled. There is no
mention.
Was this
a new episode?
It was a repeat.
Oh,
I
a
believe.
Repeat. Okay,
yeah.
Because the season was over.
Yeah. Yeah. ABC issued a statement saying that Roseanne's Twitter was abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values. And then, yeah, they canceled her on a canceler, and then they have wiped her from their website. It's like she never, ever worked there.
This is almost going to feel like a fever dream. Like, if we're around,
mm-hmm.
like 20 years from now,
okay,
it'll be, it's like, did Roseanne, that show, ever come back?
Eh, for like 8 weeks.
It didn't? What happened?
Yeah. Well, it had 30 million people watching the first week.
Am I getting that wrong? Is that something I've just, that I've just dreamed up, that Roseanne came back like 20 years after it ended? And it was on for like a little while and then it went away? Now, is it true? Because I saw this text from Charlie Sheen, where he was basically saying goodbye, good riddance, not mm-hmm. winning, mm-hmm. and thanks for making room for the return of Charlie Harper. Is that happening?
Did he really say that?
Yes.
No.
Is that happening? Are they rebooting Two and a Half Men already with Charlie Sheen?
Nothing would shock me.
No, of course. Why would anything shock
nothing,
you?
Nothing would shock me. Let me ask you this, though. Knowing that Roseanne is, and I don't want to stigmatize the mentally ill, but she's batshit crazy, right?
Yeah.
And always has been. Mm. Why was she allowed to have a Twitter account? Why didn't someone say, look, you're a bit of a nut job?
You mean why did the producers allow
the
it?
The producers, family members? Mm. Why didn't somebody just say to her, you're, because here's the thing, show is canceled now because she had to
well,
fire off
this
tweet.
What are you going to gain out of it, really?
That's it.
What were you going to gain by having a Twitter account?
That's exactly my point.
What were you going to get out of it?
That's exactly
my point. How is it going to benefit you?
It doesn't. Clearly it doesn't.
It doesn't benefit, you know. It's.
She deleted the tweet and then apologized for making a bad joke about Valerie Jarrett's looks and politics.
Oh, that was a joke.
Yeah, no. I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. I am truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me. My joke was in bad taste. Yes, comparing...
That doesn't sound like she wrote that.
Comparing an African-American to someone from the Planet of the Apes is racist.
That doesn't sound... Do you think she wrote that?
I don't know. It's not... It's hard
is
to
that,
tell.
Or maybe one of her kids actually grabbed the
Give
thing.
Me that!
Give me that. Let me do
We're
this.
We're finally starting to get money into the house again.
Uh-huh, again.
And then, let's see, her last tweet was, I apologize. I am now leaving Twitter. Maybe,
A little late.
Maybe you should have, quit, I don't know, a couple days ago. But yeah, this...
Because they were bringing that show back again, right?
Oh yeah, it was the biggest hit that they had going.
Huh.
So long, stupid. Number two on the top five things.
Wonder if I can get her to sing the national anthem.
At Modern Woodman Park?
Yeah.
What kind of, like... Do you really want people that are supporting her now showing up to your ballpark?
Huh?
Just saying.
It's not a matter of what I want.
Well, you don't, I mean, let's not have Kristallnacht at Modern Woodman Park.
It's not a matter of what I want. It's a matter of what's good for business.
Oh boy. Well, you know, maybe here's what you do. Maybe you appeal to both sides. You have Colin Kaepernick on like the third base side taking a knee while she completely destroys the national anthem and spits and grabs her crotch. And then everybody's happy.
That's right. Everyone gets theirs.
McDonald's is in a lawsuit. Two McDonald's customers are suing the chain, alleging that they were forced to pay for cheese they did not want on their quarter pounders and double quarter pounders.
But isn't the cheese in the price of the... quarter pounder?
Well, this is the thing.
That's built in, right?
They're saying, their lawsuit contends, that they have to spend 30 to 90 cents for slices of cheese they don't want and must ask to have excluded from their burger orders.
But we're not going to change the price of the...
Well, without cheese, I feel I should be getting a discount.
Although, I'll say this, I think it's a very creative lawsuit. Don't you?
They say in their suit they were forced to order the McDonald's quarter pounders with cheese and then had to remove the offending slices. Store and
well,
drive.
Yeah, and now that that's fresh meat that they're using,
mm-hmm.
that cheese is all melty and gooey.
The lawsuit accuses McDonald's of breaking antitrust laws by creating what's called an illegal tying arrangement.
Anti-cheese law.
It's unfair, deceptive, misleading, all of those things. The lawsuit states, these products cannot be purchased either separately or as part of a value meal without the customer being overcharged and being compelled to pay for unwanted and undelivered cheese.
It's repugnant? It's oafish?
Who told you to put the bomb on the cheese?
who said to put the cheese on the burger?
McDonald's is being unjustly enriched by these practices because it receives payment for cheese it does not deliver to its customers.
We're part of the cheese lobby.
So yeah, these guys are suing the people at McDonald's because of cheese that they feel they
should
have.
Now, have you had the new fresh beef quarter pounder yet?
I have not.
Will you have it tonight?
No. Mm. No. My family is getting McDonald's tonight.
You are not.
No, I can't. I just can't.
Can't do it.
I can't.
Is it your spleen?
I don't know where that is.
Is it your gallbladder?
I just don't. I can't.
You can't get it down?
I've gotten to a point where I cannot eat McDonald's anymore.
Okay, I gotcha.
And I don't know if it's my palate is grown up or if their product has gone down. For me,
yes,
it's not something I'll do. Mm. I will just make myself a sandwich with lunch meat in the fridge rather than having McDonald's.
That's a very adult decision.
And the only reason we're having McDonald's is because the boys got soccer practice to get to.
There isn't time to make him a sandwich.
Very convenient. Well, he's getting
The
filet of fish provides him with all the protein.
There's not time to make
a
sandwich. No,
I'll have none of that. They'll be gone by the time we
I don't know. I don't want him throwing up that fish on the pitch.
I like what you did there.
Number three. Gonna live forever.
New article suggests that people who eat fish. Well, this is an awkward story after talking about things.
Oh, brother.
People love
their fish and their mothers.
People who eat a diet rich in fish have more sex, according to a new study. Now, these are grown-ups, obviously, not children, on their way to soccer practice. A new scientific study.
Child labor law.
501 couples in the United States found that those who had a diet rich
in fish
had higher rates of intercourse and increased fertility. These findings by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health published last week.
T.F. Chang?
T.H. Chan, not P.F. Chang. Data shows the couples who
ate fish together.
If the couples ate seafood frequently, they got it on more frequently.
What if one is eating more fish and the other one's not?
That's a good call. I don't know. Scientists not sure why there's a correlation between friskier couples and eating fish.
Although I suppose one partner eating more fish. Yeah.
I know where you're going with this joke, and I'm going to push this button.
Four.
I think we all
I just had a little brain crack. I just had a little brain crack.
We all saw where it was going. It was a well-constructed joke.
No.
At least it could have been.
I had a little brain cramp.
Snoop Doggy Dogg setting the Guinness World Record for pouring the largest ever gin and juice.
Pouring it?
Or
consuming it?
No, you'd be dead if you consumed this thing. Guinness World Record broken by Snoop Dogg. Of course, he has that big hit, Gin and Juice.
Did he do that on the Joker's Wild?
No. Have you watched the new Joker's Wild with Snoop Dogg?
I've seen just a couple seconds of it. I've seen the ads. I like the idea.
Joker's Wild, when I was a kid, was the TV show that was on in the summer when it was time to go to bed. Mm. And I had a TV in my room. And that was like the last thing I got to watch before I had to turn the TV off. So, like, every time I see Joker, 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 I get sleepy.
Huh.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's some sort of Pavlovian thing.
It was on at, like, 8:30 at night. And in the summertime, like, you would play until it got dark.
Did you have summer pajamas?
I don't remember. I think I just slept in underpants. I don't think we really did pajamas in
You
my
didn't
house.
Have, like, the...
like a thinner, cottony...
A very thin shirt and, like, shorts cowboys and Indians
I
on them?
I think... No, we would have the... We had the fleece footy pajamas for when it was winter time.
But summer pajamas,
I think the only time I had...
Do they still sell summer pajamas? I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah, Oh, yeah, check out the boy's pajama wardrobe.
Does he have one with buttons?
Hugh Hefner, for Christ's sakes. Though, all of them.
They're all buttons.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Snaps, really. Not button snaps.
They're snaps.
They're snaps.
That was the best. When we had Kevin MacDonald from Kids in the Hall on, and all you wanted to talk about was him on Seinfeld. I just really liked when you said that there
was I didn't write it.
And then when we had Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall on, and all we talked about was how you were obsessed with Kevin MacDonald's snaps. And then I did my Kevin MacDonald, and Scott Thompson said that I did the best Kevin MacDonald impression he'd ever heard.
It was spot on.
That was quite a day for
That's
me.
That's not what George Takei said, but it is.
I see. I blocked that one out. Snoop Dogg.
You're blocked.
Snoop Dogg appearing at a Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival.
Who?
Snoop Dogg. Oh. Yeah. He was there with Warren G.
Jesus, would you just try to stay with the show?
They set the Ooh. Guinness World Record for the world's largest paradise cocktail, a massive gin and juice.
How big was it?
Poured into a container that's large enough to be a baseball dunk tank that you'd find at a carnival.
That's big.
Yeah. The record-setting gin and juice, 145 gallons.
So then did...
180
and he
bottles
poured the
of,
whole thing?
180 bottles
That doesn't
of
sound like Snoop Dogg to me. It
Hendrix
like,
gin.
It sounds to me like he would start pouring it and then have other people take care of it. He poured the whole thing.
Poured the whole thing out. And then the regulators took the stage and they performed while everyone enjoyed their gin and juice.
And then
everybody
and then
had their cups, but they ain't pitched in.
But then they, okay, so then they served it.
I guess that was the plan, yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. They're also located at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there, please do this. They'll appreciate it, and so will we. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, all of them are 100% guaranteed. That means if it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. No one else can. The other guys, they pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is family-owned and they live locally. The Milan store is open year-round. For appointment for any of your festivities, call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Now remember, their Milan store located just south of Milan on Route 67. That opens this Friday, June 1st. And then their Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds store in Davenport opens on June 13th.
Got a text here on the text line here, the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I have a handful of fireworks that I didn't get to fire off last year.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like enough.
No, it most certainly is not. It most certainly is not. And my feeling is, these are the fireworks I need to get rid of to make way for the new stuff. So, but I have to wait until the window is open to legally fire them off.
Yes.
Or do I include them in the show somehow this year?
We'll just include them. Just make it a bigger show.
I think that's the plan. I can't wait to blow up a lot of stuff. Here's a text. It's from the 563. Is Amazing Larry from Kelowna with a C? I hope so, but either way, I made an ass out of myself at the Electric Shock Show on Friday. I was in Kelowna and got drunk enough to start asking random people if they had seen Amazing Larry.
He's not from there, but that doesn't mean he's never been there.
Yeah, he's from Cambridge.
He's from Cambridge.
Right. Which isn't too far. But
well, you were thinking Cambridge.
Yes.
Probably. It's not Kelowna. You were thinking Cambridge. And that doesn't mean, I'm sure that plenty of people in Kelowna know of Amazing Larry.
He's the pride and joy of
Henry County.
Henry County, Illinois.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think that that's a misstep.
Well, here's a story I know Amazing Larry's going to love.
Number five.
He's a real-life boy, you know.
Freddie Bloom. Freddie Bloom lives in South Africa. Spent most of his life as a laborer on a farm and in the construction industry. Again, he lives in South Africa. So this guy saw apartheid. Nobody's. But most of his life was under apartheid, right?
Right.
How old is he? Well, this is the thing. He is the world's oldest man.
Hmm.
Freddie Bloom is 114 years old.
Boy.
This is the thing.
Now, is he black or white?
He's an African, an African-African. He's black.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
Okay.
Gave up drinking years ago.
Bad idea.
Now he's trying to give up smoking.
At 114.
He's 114! And he's desperately trying to quit smoking.
Why?
He's,
it's clearly not going to kill him.
He says, every day I still smoke 2 to 3 pills. Pills is a local slang, I guess, in South Africa for tobacco that's rolled into a cigarette-length piece of newspaper. Ugh. So he takes tobacco, rolls it up in newspaper, and smokes it.
Boy. Here, have a Tic Tac.
He says, the urge to smoke is so strong, sometimes I tell myself I'm going to stop, but it's just me lying to myself.
It's like Mellencamp at 114.
My chest chases me to have a puff, and then I'm forced to make a pill. He says, I blame the devil for that because he's so strong. He's 114. Are you kidding me?
I don't think you should sweat it.
The world's oldest man, he smokes now 3 cigarettes a day.
But if you're rolling it out of a newspaper, who knows how big they are?
The ink, I would think, would kill you faster than the tobacco.
You wouldn't think it'd be that pleasurable.
South African news. If someone handed me something that said, hey, man, smoke this. I made it out of a South African newspaper. Mm. Sorry, that's not for me. Pass. I don't care what's in
there. I won't play Sun City.
He turned 100. Ain't gonna play Sun City. He turned 114 on May 8th.
It was like 1 second. It's like, wait a minute. Sun City reference. I got to do something about this.
Don't ask me, South Africa, because I don't want to play. Love that song. Is that Lil Steven?
Yeah.
From the Easter
friends.
Band?
Lil Steven. And the people.
And the Artists Against Apartheid.
And then the Artists Against Apartheid.
Oh, that's a great. I'm going to listen to that tune as soon as we're done here. I love that song. Not a fan of apartheid.
No.
For the record, I thought it was bad. Just people are losing their jobs today saying racist stuff. I want to make sure I'm very clear that I'm not a racist.
I don't think you are.
Oh, no one does.
I don't think you're pure as the driven snow.
He says, I feel very healthy. I'm good. My heart is strong, but it's only my legs that are giving in.
I don't know if your heart is pure.
He says, I can't walk the way I used to. He's 114.
Well, no, you can't walk.
And he wants to quit smoking.
Rad G.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
He worked well into his 80s.
Well, he's still been off for a while.
He's been married to this woman who's 29 years his junior. They've been married for 48 years.
Mm-hmm. So she's what?
75? She's old as hell, too. Let's not kid each other.
No, not 75, 85.
Yes. Yeah. Married a girl that was 29 years younger than he is. He's 114, and he's dying.
Well, let's see. If he's 114, who could he could be dating? So 114, that's 57 plus 7. He could actually go out with someone who's 64 years old.
Oh, according to the...
According to the half and then add 7.
Right. I see what you're
saying.
So
I wonder if he knows that. You could actually be dating someone who's 64 years old.
So he's 114. That means he was born in 1904.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, he would have been a contemporary of, oh gosh, I'm trying to
see. Jolson.
Well, I don't know that.
Am I wrong? I don't think I am.
He would have been Cary Grant's age.
Okay.
Ray Bolger.
You know why he's still alive?
Ray Bolger was born in
that same
year.
Because he never came to Davenport.
He didn't get whacked on his way into the Adler Theater.
By Bill Wundrum.
Joan Crawford.
She's risen from the grave.
The guy, Ray Bolger.
Jolson!
Ray Bolger, the guy that was the Scarecrow, was born that
Jolson.
Year. Jolson. Peter Lorre, born that same year. Well, there you go.
I don't think any of those guys have been around for a while.
114
so
smokes every day and wants to quit. Those were your top 5 things.
The Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed, oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Capriati's big box lunches come with a 9-inch sub, your choice of a small chip or coleslaw and a cookie. Kids meal box lunches are available as well, and deliveries available. Order online at order.capriati's.com when you're there. Or if you're making that mention for delivery, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. The podcast You can reach out to us for any sort of question or comment or query. Use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Uncle Norm's Fireworks in Milan, Illinois, and in Davenport at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. Again, the Milan store opens this Friday, June 1st, and then the Davenport store on June 13th.
I was in Missouri this week, and I was in Hannibal, Missouri. There's this fireworks place that's the size of like six Walmarts together.
Sure.
Massive.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's I don't understand how it could be that big. And for
bang, bang!
For half a second, I thought, oh, maybe I should poke my head in there. And then I thought, immediately, it was like an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. And then the angel said, I'll be damned if I give them my money when I got Uncle Norm's back home.
Hey, dum-dum. Don't.
Just saying.
What do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing, dum-dum?
I was in Missouri, and I said, even though I'm here, no thanks, I'll be going home to Uncle Norm's.
That's you know, Missouri enjoys misery.
Like what you did there. Back tomorrow. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.